All right, hey, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the 12th of October, 2021. We are definitely in a new world, aren't we? Wow, things have changed in the last 2 years. The government is run amok. Businesses, the multinational corporations, are run amok. Everybody seems to be above the average citizen, especially if you're a Christian or white or conservative. Street thugs with Antifa get a pass, burning down cities. Nobody's going to prosecute them. Government officials raise bail for them. And you've got Merrick Garland, Attorney General of the United States, turning the FBI on soccer moms because they dare to show up and object to policies and procedures that have been forced down their throats without their even consultation. Teaching white kids to hate themselves, teaching them to hate their ancestors. And those soccer moms are right. They need to get in there and raise a little hell. They need to get in there and object. Funny how Merrick Garland won't send the same FBI after Antifa BLM for literally running riot. But you have profound angst over democracy in action, moms showing up to school board meetings demanding a say in how their kids are taught. Stunning. And, you know, you get the sick out or whatever it is at Southwest Airlines. People are fed up. People are acting or not acting, depending on what it is. I guess not showing up to fly a plane is an action as well as an inaction. Moms showing up to have a voice in how their kids are educated. It's both an action and it's an inaction. They're no longer passive. So this is good. This is healthy. I wrote myself a request for an exemption today for the COVID. Sent that in. And one of the things that are important, you've heard me talk about the examples in the Bible of people not complying with illegitimate orders. Executive orders, regulations, decrees, laws, whatever you want to call it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, Peter, Paul, Moses, King David. And there's another important aspect that one may want to consider. When they talk about vaccine requirement, it is as if vaccine requirement was a fixed requirement. And indeed, it is not fixed. It is completely unknown today what the vaccine requirement will be tomorrow. When they initially rolled this out, they said you need to get the vaccine so you will be safe. So you will be safe. Fast forward a year, year and a half, 2 years. Now it's not one jab, it's two plus a booster today. And the so-called smart people, the scientists and the bureaucrats, are saying, well, this is going to continue to morph and their requirements will continue to change. Is this a yearly jab? Is this a monthly jab? How many boosters do we need? If COVID changes, is the vaccine going to change? By how much? And how often do we have to get these things? Are we submitting to an unlimited number of vaccines that can change on the whim of a bureaucrat, on the whim of a pharmacy executive, on the whim of some so-called scientist, with no explanation and no recourse? So when you agree to get the vax, let's say you're going to be coerced into it, you say, you know what, I want to keep my job, and the only reason I'm getting this vax is because I'm going to get fired. Well, you've just submitted to basically injections for the rest of your employment. You said, you know what, whatever it takes to work here, I will submit to. It might be a vaccine every 6 months. Not that these are vaccines. When they started, they said this would vaccinate you against COVID. People were like, yes, give me the vax. Now it's clear that it doesn't protect you from COVID, and they even admit it. No, this will not protect you from COVID. There's breakthrough cases. And no, it doesn't protect you from giving other people COVID. Nobody knows why. At least I don't. I don't understand that. Well, it's supposed to help you reduce the symptoms most of the time, hopefully. And it's a bait and switch. They're liars, and they've lied, and they've lied. And that's the problem with submitting to this vaccine, because it will be for the rest of your employment, if your employer is requiring this of you, could be for the rest of your lives. I mean, look, nobody thought 2 years ago that people would be fired for their jobs for refusing to submit to a vaccine. This is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Nobody thought 2 years ago that the vaccine would be ill-defined and unclear and constantly changing and morphing. You have no idea what they're going to put in the next booster shot. You have no idea what the next quote-unquote variant is going to be. I don't have any idea. They might have an idea. And let's just presume it's all innocent. And the next little bat flies out of an unknown cave in China. Well, we got to give you another vax for the rest of your life, for the rest of your employment. Oh, it's dangerous, like they've said. Got to get a vax. You want to go to the grocery store? Get a vax. You want a job? Get a vax. You want your kids in school? Get a vax. Complete and utter submission. You and I cannot know what's going to be in that vax a year from now. And it is very clear from the last year and a half, 2 years, that it's a moving target and it keeps changing. COVID keeps changing. Variant D, variant whatever it is. The vaccine all of a sudden isn't effective. It drops off in effectiveness after 6 months. Hey, that's not what you said a year and a half ago. That's not what you said a year and a half ago. You get the vax and we're done. Just like all the vaccines we've gotten all our life. Measles, mumps, and rubella. All right, fine. Tetanus once every 10 years. Everything else is lifetime. Oh, well, we didn't know. No, of course you didn't know. But you lied. And you misrepresented, and now this quote-unquote vaccine requirement can mean anything you want it to mean as time unfolds. What you think today is a vaccine, of COVID vaccine, well, it turns out it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. That's lie number one. Number two, you might have to get frequent injections. There's lie number two. Number three, well, COVID keeps changing, so we got to keep changing the ingredients in the injection. There's too many lies, and they demand unlimited submission. Unlimited submission is called tyranny. A good man has a requirement to resist illegal acts, like Daniel did, like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego did, like Peter did, like Paul did, like Moses did, like Moses' mother did. And all these things I've been talking about today and a couple days ago this last weekend, you don't have to be some sort of a converted Christian to abide by these objections. You can be a legacy Christian. You can say, my ancestors came from Christendom, and I'm going to buy into the same exact trope that of Peter and Paul and Stephen and the rest of the saints who said we cannot in good conscience submit to an illegitimate demand. And you could reference Moses and King David and say, look, my ancestry and heritage is from Christendom, and this is part and parcel of what we have believed with as a family, as a bloodline, for 1,000 years. You can say this as a Jew, whether you're a practicing or observant or simply a historical Jew. You can say, hey, man, my faith tradition, my blood tradition, my ancestors all honored Moses and King David. And here's two examples of them declining to submit to illegitimate demands. For Moses, it was endless chattel slavery. For David, David refused to submit to King Saul. He didn't say to King Saul, you're an illegitimate king. He just said, I will not surrender my body to you for possible death, punishment, or imprisonment. And he fled Saul and he defended himself. You don't have to be practicing anything to take up some of the explanations I've given on my podcast, either today or this, in the last several days. You just say, look, this is how my ancestors looked at life. This remains extraordinarily important to me. Besides that, you try to sneak that little phrase in there saying vaccine requirement. It's completely undefined. And you're asking me to give unlimited compliance to an unlimited demand. There's no limit on that demand. They can say the vaccines changed next month. They can say the frequencies of booster shots changed next month. They can say that the things that you have to get vaccinated for change next month, and they've set a pattern in your life and in society for unlimited submission and unlimited injections at all times, in all places, for all reasons. We already know COVID changes. We've already seen the variants. They've already said, hey, you're going to need booster shots. They've already said vaccine wanes. And they've never done any long-term tests. There's no 5-year, 10-year, there's no intergenerational tests. And next year and the year after that, they God knows what they're going to inject in you. And you're going to just trust them. Unlimited submission to things that potentially, I don't know what these things do. Clearly they don't keep you from getting COVID, that's for sure. Now you're talking mRNA and DNA, and I'm not going to get involved in that discussion, but man, there's some unknowns out there. It used to be that doctors in the United States would prescribe cigarettes to people. Completely safe. Science says it's safe. Calms your nerves. Helps you lose weight. It's good for you, man. And, sorry about that. Oh, I guess we made a mistake. And you throw on top of this the whole suppression of ideas, suppression of free speech by the tech oligarchies, by the government, saying you can't have an opinion that's not approved. And I keep wondering, you know, when are my good liberal progressive left-wing colleagues going to pull their head out of the sand and say, wait a minute, there's a problem here. And you've got a great role model in Naomi Wolf. Feminist, Democrat, progressive, and she's been writing for, I want to say 10 years on the coming medical tyranny, where everybody is required to give unlimited submission to the government for a variety of things. She's been out there with her hair on fire in a very polite and professional way saying, this is a problem. And not even a year ago, she was mocked and ridiculed as a conspiracy theorist for saying governments are going to require proof of vaccination for travel, for movement, for employment, for anything. And we are already there. Why is it seemingly just the right and the Christians that are saying this isn't good? Are you that desperate for control? I guess you are. And I'm waiting for where's the ACLU? Where's the Democrat Party? Heck, where's Joe Biden saying this is wrong? This is a step too far. You can do this, you can justify absolutely anything. And like I said, you throw on a suppression of freedom of speech. You can't have an opinion that's no longer approved. I'm in trouble for that. I'm in trouble for that right now. I've got religious opinions, moral opinions that people don't approve of. And so, you know, you deal with what you have to deal with at work, if you still have work. And that's, you know, the new climate in America. Now you got the FBI going after soccer moms. And I podcasted on this months ago. National Security Council targeting Americans for dissident thought. Man, you know, this is a great chance for the, my progressive liberal colleagues to step up and say, hey, we got it. This has got to stop. It's got to stop somewhere. Yeah. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about Christian nations, Christian civilizations. And this is one time and place where, for me, it's very obvious why we need them. If you're a human being that believes that we live our lives and then give an account to our God, if you believe that indeed your progeny, your descendants live on after you, and that you owe them courage, and that you believe that your ancestors gave you life and sacrificed for you, it ought to be pretty easy to stand up and say, wait a minute, this has got to stop. It's got to stop right now. You can't hire this out. You can't hire somebody to be courageous for you. You can't hire somebody else to have honor and integrity. It's got to be you. And if you have a view of life that's something different than you're a byproduct of time and chance, but that God created you with honor, and that he will reward you or punish you on the judgment day, and that just as your ancestors sacrificed for you, you need to sacrifice for your progeny, I would think that would give at least some people the courage to stand up. Maybe not everybody. And even if you don't have a so-called Christian worldview, whatever you want to say, good men can tap into the same ideas that are part of that Christian understanding of the universe we live in, even though they're not personally converted. This is the health of the system. You don't have to be personally converted and baptized and all that stuff. You can just say, no, this is the right and honorable thing to do because you have a view of the world that is also embedded in the ideas that I've talked about. Things don't always work out well in this life. And sometimes you have to sacrifice although there's no reward in this life. But you believe you're doing the right thing for your descendants. And you have hope that you will be rewarded on the judgment day. Wow, what a motivation to do the right thing. What a motivation for abstaining and not doing the wrong thing. People get upset when they look at dictators and oligarchs and the Stalins of the world or the Hitlers of the world or these people that do bad things to kids, which really bothers me. And, you know, they all bother me. And the answer, there's the two answers. Yes, they need to be accountable in this life. But number two, they will absolutely be accountable in the next life. There is a judgment day. There is a judgment day. And that should give you and I incentive to do the right thing today, which includes having courage, which includes doing more than just submitting, because there is the judgment day and there is a God on high. I owe no other man or agency or government unlimited submission. I only owe that to God Almighty. And to give unlimited submission to these other entities just because they claim it, that's rebellion against God Almighty. Who are they to claim unlimited submission? They're not God. They're not in the place of God. That's wrong. And I encourage everybody to think about that. You owe something to your ancestors. You owe something to your offspring and your children. And if you're one of the people that lives your life for today, man, enjoy your life. I don't hold it against you. Enjoy it. But you're missing so much. You're missing so much. Nothing's free in life. Freedom included, liberty included, truth included, honor and integrity included. Now's the time to say no. Now's the time to say, no, you've crossed a line. I have no idea what terms are going to change in the next 6 months. But what I do know, based on the last 18 months, is that they will change. They absolutely will change based on your short track record already, let alone the effects of this stuff after 20 years or 30 years. No man owes unlimited submission to just because somebody claims it. And, you know, forget the Constitution. We're not even talking about the Constitution. There's nowhere in the Constitution of the United States where the President of the United States, by executive order, can force foreign substances to be injected immediately into our body on pain of punishment. It's a completely different step than saying, hey, we made this. If you want to take it, great. Clearly, we're not in a situation where half the population died yesterday. But even if it did, men have to make their own choices. I've made mine. And yeah, I might die of COVID tomorrow. I got it. I got family members right now that got COVID. But you know what? That's my choice. That's my choice. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, 12th of October, 2021. Out.